Chapter 4. To Port Stowe. It was getting dark, and people were beginning to leave their houses in Iping. They looked at the glass in the road, and the broken windows of the coach and horses, and the houses along the street, and they tried to understand. A few miles from Iping, a man was walking quickly along the road to Bramblehurst. He was carrying three heavy books and a bag of clothes. He was hot and tired, and his face was even redder than it usually was. Something invisible was holding his arm and pushing him faster and faster. "If you try and escape from me again," said the invisible man, "I'll kill you."
"I didn't try to escape," said Marvel. "I was lost. I didn't know which road to take."
"I'm not stupid," said the invisible man. "I know what you did. You tried to run off with my books. And now," he continued, "we have some problems. Yesterday, nobody knew there was an invisible man. Now, everybody does. And they'll look for me. What can I do?"
"What can I do?" asked Marvel.
"You must help me," said the invisible man. "You're fat and stupid, but I can't choose. I'll have to use you." They could see houses around the corner, and they knew that they were coming to a village. The invisible man was holding Marvel's arm and neck and pushing him along the road. "We'll walk through this village," said the invisible man. "I'll have my hands on you, so don't try to escape, and don't talk to anyone." Early the next morning, a sailor was walking back to his ship in Port Stowe, a small town near the sea. He turned a corner and was very surprised to see some coins flying in the air. They were moving slowly along the street, about a metre above the ground. The sailor tried to catch the money, but something hit him hard and he fell. When he got up, the money was gone. All morning in Port Stowe, shop doors opened and money was taken, and coins flew through the streets, and all of the money ended in Marvel's pockets. He was sitting in the sun outside a small pub in Port Stowe. Next to him were the invisible man's heavy books, but he did not have the bag anymore. It was in the woods near Bramblehurst. Marvel's hands were in his pockets, and he looked very worried. Another sailor came out of the pub. This man was holding a newspaper, and he sat down next to Marvel. Marvel moved his hands in his pockets, and the sailor heard the sound of coins. A lot of heavy coins.
"Nice day," said the sailor, opening his newspaper.
"Very," said Marvel.
"It's warm for June, isn't it?"
"Yes," said Marvel.
"Are those books?" asked the sailor.
"Yes."
"You read some strange things in books," said the sailor. "And you can read some strange things in newspapers as well. There's a story here about an invisible man."
"Really?" said Marvel. "Where does he live? Is he in America or Australia?"
"No," said the sailor. "The invisible man was near here, in Iping. It's in all the newspapers. He was staying at the pub there,
the coach and horses. There was a fight in the pub, and some of the man's bandages came off. The people in the pub saw that his head was invisible. Then he took all his clothes off, and he was an invisible man. A policeman tried to arrest him, but he escaped. The policeman was badly hurt.
A very strange story, said Marvel. Did the invisible man have a friend with him?
One invisible man is enough, isn't it? Said the sailor.
The newspaper doesn't say anything about a friend. They think the invisible man is on the road to Port Stowe now. We need to be careful. An invisible man can do anything that he wants. He has a lot of power. He can go anywhere. He can steal things. And the police can't do anything.
You're right, said Marvel. He can do a lot of things.
The invisible man was somewhere in Port Stowe, but he was not near them. Marvel wanted to tell his story to someone. He could not hear the invisible man, so he decided to talk to this sailor. He moved nearer to him and spoke quietly.
I know a few things about this invisible man, said Marvel. This is private information, you understand. You'll be very surprised if I tell you. You see... Ow!
Suddenly, he stopped. He stood up with his mouth open and his arm behind his back.
What's the matter? Asked the sailor. My tooth hurts, said Marvel,
and he put his hand on his ear.
Aren't you going to tell me about this invisible man?
Asked the sailor.
It's not true, said Marvel. It's a hoax. But it's in the newspaper, said the sailor. It's a hoax, said Marvel. The doctor in Iping started it, but he was lying. But it's in the newspaper, said the sailor. Newspapers don't tell lies.
Come on, said a voice. Marvel turned away and started to walk quickly down the road. He was arguing. The sailor could see that. But who was he arguing with?